back to Life Beside Christ podcast. I think we've got a good one for you. I hope we've got a good one for you. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be kind of catching up podcast. Real quick before the others start talking, you can email us at lifebesidechristpod@gmail.com. We always appreciate any of those emails we get. That helps a lot to kind of steer the direction of our podcast. And it actually got me back in here because I was ready to put in my resignation. No, I'm kidding. But I think that's all we got for the intro. We've got several topics that we need to discuss.
Just buds talking, really, though.
Just a couple bros.
We could throw in our Instagram there, too. Just Life Beside Christ podcast on Instagram. I think maybe we've talked about it before, but none of us are very social media savvy, but we do want to try to grow on the podcast, so
follow us, buy our merch.
We do need to get some
shirts,
merch this, going or
this
something.
Brings up a question. We've talked about it separately, but send us an email if you have thoughts. We thought about potentially getting a logo and then doing something around Christmas and then finding somewhere to donate it. I don't know. Need to talk to Zoe if there's anything to worry about tax-wise. But like, you see people do that stuff for like the fundraisers or charities.
Yeah.
Or like when we were in school and somebody needed, was sick or something. So I think we could probably do something like that. So let us know if you're interested in that, because I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. That kind of brings up one of the things we wanted to talk about was, recently, we joined the STG podcast, the Strength Through God podcast, and they do a lot of apparel stuff, so maybe we need to talk to them again about that.
Yeah. But yeah, go check out their stuff, and we've got our episodes out with them.
Yeah.
STG, what is it, STG Fitness on?
STG Fit on Instagram, and then STG Podcast. A couple of fellow IC grads, and I played baseball with Grant, who is a part of that group, and it was fun going over there talking to them a lot about fitness, lifting, and then obviously we threw in some talk about God and the Bible.
Yeah, STG Fitness Podcast, I found. It was a lot of fun. They're kind of like flip-flop of us, where most of ours is Bible talk and Christianity, mm-hmm. with what we goof around in the beginning with lifting and catching up. And then theirs is majority lifting talk because they actually powerlifting meets and stuff. And then with their Christian background brought into it. So I voice cracked, but then I was going to say it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Carter, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Usually I'm pretty nervous on podcasts and I was just as cool as a cucumber on that podcast, so go check it out and tell me.
What do you think the over-under on the word count from Carter in that episode was?
Right there. What he just said, that was the over-under. So 13 or so?
Yeah.
But it was awkward when Carter was talking and kind of talking about how big his lifts are, and all of us are like, oh, man, we can't keep up with those. He just spit all over the table.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was more like, hey, it's okay. You got it, dude.
Hey, they only cared about me, guys. They're just like, hey, well, you see some big numbers out there. Carter,
he did
tell me how you do it. I mean, what's your secret?
Everybody wants to know that deadlift number, because when you weigh 85 pounds, to pull a number like you did, that's pretty impressive for a Capri Sun stick.
What's that even mean?
The straw of a Capri
Sun. The straw, sorry. He's built like one.
No way. I'm forever a hunchback now, but it's all right.
Hunchback.
Because I'm freaking, my back, bro, is bent.
The form wasn't even bad. You mentioned that on the podcast. I thought that was funny because your form, I feel like you're dramatic, but.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to our podcast.
That's a good one. Well, that kind of goes to the next thing with Whoa.
Spooky.
Carter decided, this was what, before we even recorded the last two episodes.
This was in May?
Was it that long ago? No way.
May or June?
Yeah, easy, I think.
Was it really?
Early June, late May.
Dang.
Yeah, since I started my new job, months don't even exist. That's crazy. I learned that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had Melon last month, and she's 16 months old.
She's taking her first steps.
No, well, let's talk about the marathon first, okay. And then we can talk about that.
So, there's no one in their right mind who's never done this before to just get up one morning and say, I'm going to go run a marathon today for fun on my own. Like, not enter a marathon, to just map it out and go do it myself. No one's ever done that.
He didn't even get a shirt. He just ran it on his own. Can you walk us through the night before prep?
Let me go back. So it was probably early spring, I'd say around my birthday, March, and I wanted to run a marathon. I'm like, okay, I'll set up this training plan and, you know, just work into it. Okay. And 3 months go by. I haven't done anything. I forget about it. Got busy with life. So the night before I go camping, I have 6 hot dogs. I have...
That's gross.
As long as they weren't boiled.
Some my favorite.
Sodas or drinks or whatever that night. Go to Springfield because I wanted to go to Shields and hang
out. Get my running equipment.
Yeah. And then I go eat lunch at Hunan's. All you can eat sushi for $28. Get that.
Shout out Hunan, sponsored the pod.
I had 6 sushi rolls. Then we go to Shields and I see one of those little gel packets. I'm like, oh, my runners use those. I forgot about running. It's 2:00 in the afternoon at this point. I'm in Springfield. Then I drive back to Jacksonville, 30 minutes, just sitting there thinking, I'm getting fired up. I'm like, I need to do it now, right now. Otherwise, I'll just forget and be a loser. So go to Dunham's. They ain't got nothing. Go to Walmart, get my gels and my, what'd I get, Pedialyte?
Yeah.
Start drinking some water for the first time that day.
I was going to say, I notice water has yet to be mentioned.
Yeah, so 3:00 for a sip of water. Go drop stuff off at Brady's house and take off at 5 p.m. I take off for 26 miles. And then I get to Brady's around the halfway mark, probably 14 miles, and I start to cramp real bad, real hard. So I ran a 2-hour, 10-minute half marathon and then started walking the rest of it for the next 6 miles probably, and tried running again, but just kept cramping and got through it with just over 5 hours. So 5 hours and 7 seconds. Kind of disappointed I didn't get in the 4 hours, but hey, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, 26 point whatever miles in 5 hours. Dude.
Thinking about what's in your stomach while you ran that is disgusting.
And no real prep.
No.
That's just like, I guess
the opposite. Up. The opposite of prep.
And I still think something's wrong with him because of that. Like, there's no way that... So, it's insane. It's crazy that you actually finished it. Like, that's, like, awesome job for that. But that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Especially for someone that absolutely hates running just for fun.
Yeah.
And then, what, were we watching UFC at my house?
I was going to say, I think there were fights because I was at your house during this whole time.
Will and Abigail.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There. So there must have been fights that night.
Yep. Grab my headlamp and my jacket and took back off.
Which that reminds me, we're currently in our competition with our cousin, yes, sir. CJ. And you, so it's not a true number, but you ran 25 something.
25:51 for a 5K.
So the competition, I don't think we've mentioned this on here, is me, Carter, and our cousin are doing a competition to see who reaches their goal first. Those two want a sub 20 minute 5K. I don't even know if I could drive a sub 20 minute 5K. And I mean, if anybody knows me out there, they could guess what my goal is. It includes bench press, shocker. But I want to get the 380 bench, and the other two have to buy the first, the winner, a steak dinner. So we're in the middle of that. My money's on CJ right now.
Yo. Well, you've got him in a rough season, though, and with deer hunting, right? With hunting mm-hmm. season. True. So,
but he's been doing 5 a.m. runs before work, and then yeah. has all his crap. He's yeah. like Walmart Cam Haines. Boom, CJ. Some of that.
Roasted.
Dude, yeah. Walmart's great, though. I mean,
yeah. Good deal.
So, yeah, there's that for... And that's actually... I think we should take a second to celebrate the longest Carter monologue to date. Episode 9.
True.
Mark this down on your bingo card at home, kids.
I'm good for another 9 episodes.
Yeah,
I don't... I'm nervous about that. I'm placing myself last right now. I'm hoping. Well,
okay. I think you're psyching yourself out a little too much.
I hope I am, but I kind of hope Brady fails.
I appreciate.
I need that,
dude. Just having that support system. Yeah. People always ask, like, man, how do you do some of this stuff? Wow, you're so amazing. Well, it's just my support system. My brother, who
everyone's just building you up.
Rude to get.
I was gonna say that probably actually did the opposite of what I wanted.
I'll tell you what, he's not spotting me.
Well, that's
he pushes it back down.
No, you didn't get it. You didn't go all the way down. Yeah. No, but that's funny because what'd you say? You told me last night we were talking about your marathon. You said someone, or did you know Brady said it, or you said someone said you're gonna stop when you get to Brady's house?
Yeah, someone said you said that.
Said what?
That I would quit halfway or. Stop at your house. Or
I
something.
Didn't say that. Hey. But
and then Carter said last night that that's the only reason he kept going.
So a rumor is why you kept running.
That's all I needed, bro.
Oh, okay,
got through that.
But whatever does it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, what else? Oh, how's your love life, ladies and gentlemen? Carter is single and on the market.
I am on the market.
For a nice Christian woman.
Yep.
So email the pod. Yeah. Life Beside Christ pod.
If interested.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want a crazy person who just randomly runs a marathon and leaves you?
Yeah.
Well,
I know I do.
They could always bring you some Pedialyte or something.
Yeah. Ride a bike.
I just, if our sound engineer didn't get so upset when I yell, I would have yelled bikes.
Yeah.
I just, that discipline not to yell bikes.
Good control.
Thanks.
Tom Segura.
That covers Carter's single.
Oh, movie.
Yeah, that was probably next
thing. The Blind.
Yeah, so we've talked about how we've listened to, or at least paid attention to, the Unashamed podcast and the Robertsons. And Phil Robertson had a movie come out about his life and how it wasn't necessarily all revolving around him coming to Christ, but how he acted and lived before that. And it was a really good movie. And I mean, I definitely recommend you go seeing it, but you guys can share what you thought about it.
I thought it was really cool. Zoe mentioned this the other day. It was only supposed to be one weekend, and then it did so well.
Really?
That it's on its third weekend in theater. So I don't know if that's continuing, but if this is out in time, definitely go check it out. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
And some nerd, the emotional one in the group, definitely didn't have tears in his eyes.
Who's that?
I don't know who that could be.
Mm.
Dude.
I'm Wait, are you the emoji?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I knew you were, but I'm telling you, about three times. Almost, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good, and there were a couple moments where it definitely got you a little bit, but there was one for me where it was like, that was the closest.
Gotta check it out. We won't say a word.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I definitely won't tell you that the kicking out scene really.
Yeah, that was.
Whew.
But I guess if you know a little bit about the Robertson story, anyways, you kind of know what happened and some of the stories, anyways.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Watch all of Duck Dynasty's episodes and then go watch them
and listen to all their podcast episodes. Then go
get educated. Really,
it was such a good movie that Zoe and I decided that for our date night, we would also include my brother and best friend into our date night and celebrate my birthday that way. So
yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
We just happened to be at the same restaurant that you and Zoe were. And...
Yeah, it was awkward, actually.
That was almost a fun night.
Yeah. Yep.
My child refuses to walk. She will, you know how you'll get down, be like, hey, come here, walk to dad. She'll giggle in my face, sit down, and crawl away from me. It's not even the terrible twos or teenage years yet.
And it's weird because she crawls right to me.
Dead dad.
Super awkward, actually.
That's always good for your confidence right before you go into a night shift. Yeah. Okay, well, guess I'll just go be silent for 12 hours. Really think about things. So that's fun.
She's what, 14 months?
15 this month.
15.
Not years.
Yeah. Months. Mm-hmm.
This isn't my hot take report, but, and I hesitate to say this, but I cannot stand when people are like, oh, she's 47 months.
Yeah.
I've quit counting months. I know what she's at, but when people say it, I'm like, she's one.
Yeah.
And then at 2 years, she'll be two, a normal person. It drives me crazy because I'm like, what's 47 divided by 12? I guess it's almost 4 years, but still, I don't want to do it. Let's talk about them like they're...
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. There's nothing else you do that with, right?
No.
Yeah, so can we stop people, please?
Yeah. Are you directing that towards me because I just had 14 months or...
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah.
Cool.
So this, I won't read the whole email, but this person knows who they are. They're the Jolly Rancher person.
The Jolly Rancher person.
We really do appreciate getting these emails.
Yeah.
It means a lot. It's cool to see that people actually care about what we're doing, because as far as I know, it's just three people talking to the mic and then nobody listening. So hearing that, or having confirmation that it matters and is important to certain people, we really appreciate that. And that's cool to see.
I guess that another thing, I guess, we talked about on the SDG podcast right before we recorded that one with them, we hit 500 downloads of our podcast on
just
the episode before
500 times.
But it kind of goes to the point that it's nice to know people are listening, even though that's not the sole reason why we're doing this. We hope that people are listening to hear more about God and just like normal conversations about the Bible and stuff like that, but that's not the sole purpose of what we're doing. And again, it's just nice to hear that people, I guess, appreciate that. And
mm-hmm. Well, Brady's searching. I remembered something.
No, I'm just on TikTok.
This idiot's talking again.
I think we need to tell the people about our latest, or our used to be obsession. The Fed Up Cup.
Oh.
I mean,
Carter was disqualified.
Yeah. Illegal substances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Found everywhere on his clubs, in him.
Yeah. Lots of testosterone. He's got a problem.
No, it's a bit on it's on hold right now. It's I guess we're calling our post-COVID season of Fed Up Cup.
Yeah.
The funniest part is that the year that I have back-to-back wins, I've got two wins. Nobody else has a single win. And all of a sudden, we've got our COVID year.
Ah, shoot.
Oh.
That's true.
Gosh darn it.
I mean, they shut me down early. I lost all my confidence after the 15 holes. You remember that?
Oh, the first one that we tried to play and we ran.
Controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Controversy.
Well, now I do agree, though, that you have no wins and I have two.
That's true.
Keep the narrative in line.
Yeah, so I think I won. And congrats to me. I worked hard for it.
Yeah,
we talked a lot about it through the episodes, but we've played just as much as we've talked about it.
I've probably played golf like 5 times this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably right about there. And I know your dad's been pretty busy, too, and...
Oh, and
a little laid up with.
Bro. He's hurting, dude.
I'll tell you what, he's not getting drafted into this war.
No,
I guarantee that. That boy woke up limping around. Oh, mama, will you? Can you make me an appointment with doctor? He won't even make his own appointments. Limping around, my back hurts.
He's stealing my Crocs to work.
He's like 50 years old, by the way. He's not 90. Yeah. Mm. So the commissioner's down and out, and so is the league.
Yep.
But I'm the champ.
Yeah. Undisputed.
It's a Disney season. Don't get too happy.
Well, I mean, LeBron got another championship.
That's true. Right,
for COVID years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well.
Boom.
Counts.
Boom.
And now the part I'm excited for. So.
Well, if you hear a dog, that's Cleo. She's in the podcast. She's our second ever guest, I guess, really, today. So apologize if you hear her.
We actually paid her more than we paid Dad to be there, so that was kind of cool. So, so I am suggesting a new hot take report that I get to do.
A new segment.
Yeah, a new segment. And I've put a lot of time into this, and I want it to be treated seriously.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
And this is going to be a recurring thing on each podcast.
Okay.
I propose that we collectively as a nation get rid of banana Laffy Taffy.
Whoa.
I think it's disgusting, disturbing, off-putting.
Dude.
And we should get rid of it.
Bro, this is crazy.
This is hilarious.
Is nuts.
Hold on. This is...
It's not nuts. It's taffy.
I'm protesting.
For about the last hour, at least, Brady's like, dude, I'm so excited.
Because he knew. This.
And there's no way that I ever would have guessed this is about Laffy Taffy.
This is controversy.
No, it's not. And it's disgusting. And it annoys me that it's like the only Laffy Taffy flavor that's sold in its own separate bag.
Right. That people like. It's freaking amazing.
When have you ever tasted a banana that tasted like that?
Dude.
You know, I kind of agree.
Thank you.
If it was never there or it just went away, you wouldn't miss it.
No, nobody would miss it.
No one's like, dude, we need some banana Laffy Taffy.
Okay, okay. That's the same with freaking grape. And what the heck is a blue raspberry? Get out of here.
Grapes.
It's blue. It's just blue.
No.
Blue
they
raspberry.
Don't, do they have blue raspberry?
No, but they should.
Laffy Taffy?
Blue raspberry is the best. I don't know what that is. But grape never tastes like a grape.
It's still a top three flavor, no matter what you're talking about, though.
Even green. Gosh. Green apple is better than banana.
Oh, by far.
I like green apple. It's not better than banana.
So is banana your favorite?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I
yes,
did not
is.
Think that was coming out of your mouth, dude.
The banana
is your favorite?
Dude. I know.
I wish
we had a live audience. I know there's people out there like, yeah.
Banana. Oh, yeah. Who would want to see
Carter might be really dumb.
No, dude. No. There's people out there. I think I'm getting hate right now and don't deserve it.
I'll tell you what. I know that our Jolly Rancher emailer will respond to this, and I think you're going to be upset with his answer.
I mean, maybe, but that's one more person. We need.
So
do
you buy a lot of banana Laffy Taffy?
No.
Exactly.
Whenever I was a kid,
Okay. So you got a full bag of Laffy Taffys in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You get one. What are you grabbing?
Yellow.
You're insane.
As quick
Somebody
as I can.
Somebody tipped him off about my hot tip report, or hot take report, and now he's...
Insider information.
No. You guys know this is crazy.
When's the last time you bought banana Laffy Taffy?
I don't remember the last time I bought a Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. Well, we just spent the last 5 minutes talking about Laffy
Taffy. Exactly, and that's what the hot take report will do to you.
So, you guys know
that was a great
what
start.
You guys have to look forward to.
Man.
Yeah. So look forward next week to the hot take report. It might become its own podcast.
Yeah.
Hey.
An offshoot of Life Besides Christ Industries. Okay. So do we want to just get into kind of that video I sent you guys?
I got something maybe worth talking about before then.
Yeah.
If we want
I'm all for fun talk.
Well, a little serious. Okay.
Okay.
Not well, with no. that goofy grin on your face.
Yeah. I wasn't even... Is you sitting there looking... hiding behind your mic.
Hey.
He's sitting across from us looking like the Joker and like, hey, this is serious. Yeah. Do you know how I got these scars?
That was good, dude.
He got a third impression.
He got a third one.
Let's go.
All right. Well, yeah. It was just something that I thought about recently. Both of these things were experiences that I had, and you guys know about, I guess, both of them, but we've not really talked about it. But it kind of just ties into talking to other people about Jesus, trying to spread the word, and just evangelizing. And
dang, look at that.
Good word.
So I have kind of like two sides to this. The first one, it was an experience where after the fact, I was pretty happy with as a Christian to, you know, I felt like it wasn't the best interaction, but it was good for me to bring up Jesus with a person. And the second one was a bit of a letdown after the fact where I'm like, that was a moment that definitely like slipped away. So if you guys have something to add, definitely jump in. Well, the first one, like I said, it was a moment. This was probably, February of this year. And I was in a car ride with someone. And we had had conversations. And I've asked him, you know, if he was a believer. And he said he tried to get into going to church. And he said he kind of really gave it his all. Especially in college, and he just the church and some of the stuff he saw on like the I don't want to say like the business side of church, yeah. He didn't really like, and so he stopped going. But he said he tried and whatever. So there was a time over our Christmas break where I was like really hoping for a moment to talk to him and like really talk about things, not just, hey, are you a believer kind of thing. And it's funny how God works sometimes, because it's like in the moments you're never ready for it, I guess. So this was like 2 months after I had like really been thinking about it like every night. And we're in a car ride, like I said, and we're just talking about a video game. We've got like an hour ride back. We're talking about a video game that he played, and he was telling me about, it's like a conquest game where you're trying to like take over the map and whatever, and there's different ways to win the game, and one of them's like military, economical victory, and then
He said Vickery.
Are you good?
That's so deep. Oh, I got Brady. Brady is currently going down with the diet dew. Oh, it got him.
That burned so bad that you said that. I took a drink of Mountain Dew and I got mouth guard. Oh, it just held all the air right there. Sorry. Victories.
So there's different ways to win the game, and one of them's like military, one of them is economic victories or whatever, and then he goes, one of them, the easiest one is like a religious victory in this game. So I was like, it was one of those moments where like in a movie, everything just is paused, and like the main character's talking to the camera, and it's like, aha. It felt like that, because I was like, dude, that's so funny. I haven't even thought about this in like a month, and this is my perfect gateway, like, to just bring it up again. And I go, so are you religious? Like, would you consider yourself religious? And we had like an hour and a half conversation. Even after we got back, we were just talking and sharing, you know, stuff that he experienced and issues that he kind of had with the church and things like that. And it was a good conversation. There were definitely things I left the conversation thinking, oh, I should have, you know, talked about this and with my experience, or asked him this question or something like that. And in that sense, it was a little bit of a, oh, I could have, you know, done better trying to talk to him about Jesus. But then I told you guys this a couple weeks later, and then your dad was there when we were talking about it. And it wasn't until he was there and I was telling you guys, he goes, you know, I'm proud of you for doing that. And I was like, I felt like crap since then, because I felt like there was so much more for me to say. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, you know what, that is, at least it was the first time I brought it up with someone I knew didn't go to church or anything like that. And so that's one side. Recently, we had this thing at school called Meet at the Flagpole, and it's like a national day or something like that, with where schools, before school, you can't do it during the school day, kids and parents can come, and teachers go to the flagpole, the front of the school, and you spend, I don't know, a half hour or so socializing and kind of talking to people and then praying. And when I went and someone asked me to come, they were like, hey, can you come to this on this date? In my head, I was like, I know some people know that we have this podcast, and I know they know I go to church and stuff like that. Are they going to ask me to do something? And I was like, I don't know. I was just overthinking it. And then we get there, and someone starts leading the prayer, and he goes, if anyone else wants to jump in and pray, go ahead. And I open my eyes and I look up, and I see like three people looking at me, and I just put my head back down.
Just go back to praying.
I'm like, and I, right as soon as I did that, and I could have still spoke up, but I knew it was just like something stopping me to jump in. And I don't know why. And it's bothered me since then so much that I let that, I guess, opportunity just kind of wash away. And I don't know. It was just something that, to me, those were like two complete opposites of the story. I'm surrounded by other believers where it should be easy to jump in, when the other time I knew I was talking to someone who wasn't a believer, and it was a lot easier to do that. And I don't know, it was just an experience. And
there's a couple things I kind of thought with that. One, with the flagpole deal, I feel like that only bugs you. There was nobody else, I would imagine, that was looked at. I don't know how to explain it, but like, it probably only bugs you because we do have the podcast and people knew you.
Yeah.
And like, there were several other people that didn't speak up and talk.
Yeah.
The other thing is, there'll be more opportunities. And the fact that I can't guarantee that, the fact that you even thought about it afterwards or in that moment, I think says a lot. So my struggle is that I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I would need to have a speech written out. I'm not, there's people, like, I think Dad's good at it, of just doing their prayer.
Yeah.
And, like, I've got a standard one, but it's not what you want to hear at the flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, that's an interesting, I've had nothing like that. I must not be hanging out with people very often.
Well, you work long shifts and,
Madeline hasn't asked me if I've got anything to offer up yet, so.
But I guess going along with that is, and I know this, and I think we all know this, is when you do find yourself in a situation where you do want to talk to someone about Jesus, we know that God is with us in our heart, and when we're talking to someone about him, he's there to help guide us in those conversations, and it's not just us trying to figure out what to say. He's helping us in that moment. Yeah, that's a good
point. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, kind of, your first story kind of leads right into my problem for the day.
Okay.
So, we'll get into this video I saw, because I spend way too much time on Instagram scrolling through videos on my night shift. And Carter and Keith will wake up to 20 to 30 videos.
I think last night or the night before, I almost had to text you and be like, dude, can you stop sending some tonight? Because I was like trying to fall asleep and it was bzz, bzz, bzz on my nightstand. Can you not
mute them?
I don't know.
You can go on do not disturb.
Yeah, I guess. But
because I ain't never going to stop. But you mentioned he struggled when he saw like the business side of the church.
Yeah.
Kind of hit on that. I think it's sad in my opinion, the church and God and Christianity can be two different things at times, in my opinion. People that abuse it. I mean, that's been noted, I don't know how many years, but for a long time.
Even times where Paul wrote about it in the Bible, saying like,
yeah,
your church is where I'm sending this letter, like you guys aren't.
Right. That's when, like, when people are like, yeah, I don't really go to church, but I study the Bible, I believe. I'm like, great. That's perfect. And even like, I don't want to say their names, but there are people that are talking about leaving a church. Different city, so not even worth guessing, I guess. But they were talking, like, I think we'll probably take a pause from going to church for a while and just do our own Bible study and stuff. So it's kind of, like, worth keeping in mind that I think it's a great outlet, and if you're at the right place, can be a great community.
Yeah.
But just because you don't go to church doesn't mean that you're the worst person in the world and you're never getting into heaven. I mean, that's not...
Yeah, going to church isn't what saves you.
Yeah.
Something I thought whenever you guys were talking about your friend or whoever that was having problems with the church, I thought Dad saying, well, is the church... Or everyone says that the church is the people, not the building. Like, don't fall into, this is God and... Well, it's really the people and
it's the
Bible and...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yep. You know what I mean? Like, don't... Yeah. Okay, here's your offering. Like, okay, give us money and all that. Like, I feel like it's easy to fall into that. So, just sticking with the Bible and having that relationship is important.
And there's also something different from a tithe that's going towards... I don't know how to put it, but not going to that pastor's private jet rather than doing something good within the church or out of the church. So it's not saying, hey, never donate to your church and give money and help in those ways, whether it's monetary or volunteering.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
Have you guys seen that video of that? I don't know. He's a famous preacher, but somebody asked him about he I guess he had a quote of he can't stand to be on any planes besides his private jet because of the stinking people or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
Hmm.
Do you have your send out
question? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, oh yeah. Well, Matthew McConaughey.
All right. All right. All right.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. Levi McConaughey.
Yep. So we've hit on a couple shows and movies, Christian shows and movies. So I was wondering, what is your guys' favorite Christian movie or suggestions that we need to watch and recap or talk about?
I've got three that come to mind. This is maybe the first question that I've been able to answer on the spot. So I don't know if it's recency bias or... because I really like the family and I like the story, but The Blind was really good.
Yeah.
If you ask me right now, that's probably my favorite. Before that, and I think it's a really good one for young people, was God's Not Dead.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really good.
I like those because those movies all are about defending Christianity and defending our beliefs. And why I like those. Not so much the storyline, I guess, but the fact of defending your belief. Yeah.
I think I know your third.
The Chosen?
No.
It's not a movie, I know. But that TV show...
I watched it like 3 or 4 times through.
The other, like, Christian movies and Christian music have a bad rap for being, like, not entertaining and kind of corny.
Yeah.
But these three we've named, like, Chosen is so entertaining as just a normal...
Yeah.
Like, it... once you start watching it, there's a lot to digest, so I stop after one, but like I could binge it just like Game of Thrones.
To me, sometimes like if I'm watching it and I'll hear like a verse said in the show, I'm like, oh, I know that one. It's funny.
Yeah.
But I bet, were you thinking Brady was going to say The Passion of the Christ?
Nope.
Oh,
boy, okay. That one.
I just watched that one for the first time. I just watched that one for the first time maybe... 2 or 3 months ago, I guess.
That one's amazing. That's one that you gotta mentally prepare yourself for.
Yeah,
you remember the first time, well, I guess I don't know if you would know this, but the first time I saw it was in Florida. Sitting at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Yeah, I watched the Passion of Christ there.
VeggieTales.
Huh?
VeggieTales.
Oh, no.
I hated VeggieTales.
No, that's what I was talking about.
He just said Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, that's the first time I saw it there.
Oh, I thought you were did. Saying... Okay.
I thought you were saying your answer.
Oh, no, no, no.
The one that you thought Brady was going to say.
Okay.
Heaven is for real.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Ooh.
Is that the one with the little kid painting? And he, like, passes away or is in a coma?
Yeah.
And he comes back and, like...
I think his sister was painting.
Somebody ends up painting... He ends up living through whatever it was and, like, maybe I'm way wrong, but describes God and
the
painting.
He sees, like, the painting. He's like, I've seen him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think I've seen, like, a trailer of that or a clip of it, but I've not watched the movie.
And they sing Mom's favorite song. I don't know what it is, but that's good.
Nice.
You want me to sing my song?
Yeah, maybe outro?
One, I'll say, I was actually talking to a coworker.
Shout out coworker.
I was actually talking to a coworker today, and I know when she listens to this, she's gonna be like, "I remember talking to you about this."
Is it Mrs. Secretary?
It's the secretary.
Hi, Mrs. Secretary.
Hi.
Shout out, Mrs. Secretary.
The Shack. Have you ever watched The Shack,
dude? He's top what 5 centers of all time?
I think so. Yeah.
You guys,
his own shoe brand,
Shaq.
You guys,
Kareem.
Suck. You know that?
Is Tim Duncan up there? Or?
He's a power forward.
I like him.
I can't name any more centers to do this bit, but
this is fun.
I think it worked.
Honestly, though, I'm glad people heard this because anytime
I'm abused, I'm
that's you guys.
I'm Macedonian.
Anytime, the first like 5 minutes of me walking into wherever these two are together, and they're already together, that's how the conversation goes. I'll say like 3 words, and then it just goes off like that. Like
It's funny sometimes, but
he did say vigory earlier, so yeah. That's what we have to work with.
Well, that's getting cut out.
Yeah.
But the shack is really good. I guess it was a book first, but
yeah, I guess.
This coworker said that she had read the book and she thought it would be a good one for me, and I was like, I've watched that movie, but you've not
never
seen
heard
it.
Of it.
It's that one will tug on your heartstrings a little bit. It's about, I'll give you a rough, it's about a girl who was kidnapped and the dad kind of never really stopped looking for her and kind of found out what happened. And it was definitely one that was more emotional than I thought it was going to be going into it. And I was
is
like,
is that the one where they kidnapped, that lineman and he ended up going to the NFL?
Dude.
You're going to want to leave that in. No, but I'll watch The Shack. No problem.
No, I watched something like that.
Shout out Mrs. Secretary.
The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that?
No, we've talked about this before, dude.
Hey, dude.
Wow, he got frat boy.
Yeah, out. Chill out, bro. Dang.
Don't make me come at you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
let me tie my hair back.
Ugh.
This better stay in.
This
we
is
know
staying.
Who edits this, and if this doesn't stay.
We're past an hour here.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They love us.
No, but I have not seen Sound of Freedom. I want to. Is there... I know it was produced by the same company, but as it chosen, but was it as much of a Christian movie as... Like, would you label it as a Christian movie? Or more of like a patriotic movie?
I think more of a non-stealing kids from their parents
more
movie.
More Christian.
Really?
Yeah.
The main
guy did a good job, and then after the movie, he kind of, like Phil did.
Is he the Passion of the Christ actor?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Now that you say that.
I haven't even seen the movie, but I know them facts. Hot take report.
I don't know. We'll have to do our research on that.
Yeah. Well.
Well, shout out Mrs. Secretary, bro.
Yep. Dude. Yep.
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 You guys got some movies to watch.
Send us your thoughts, your shows, your movies. Catch up on them and share them next time.
Yep.
I got
sweet little dog
tit yesterday.
This is the
yesterday. I got a sweet little dog yesterday.
Dude, Carter's is a bit shaky there. Brady, you were kind of
smooth as butter.
Smooth.
Brady Sinatra.
Smooth as a rock.
All right. Thanks for listening. Let's get out of here.